Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
I'm saying, if you're trying to make
you loud and clear.
A business,
loud and clear.
You already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud Bear Dough.
Are you a Macaholic?
All right, goddammit, we here again, blessed to be living. Shit. Hey, you know what? I don't know if you think like this, but I do. This year is coming to an end. And I know last year came to an end. Next year gonna come to an end. Every year gonna come to an end. But you gotta be able to be honest with yourself and assess your year. Now, you don't have to have made a major moves. I mean, heck, you don't have to buy no new house or nothing like that. But you got to do some things that you can chalk up or list. And the reason you got to do that is so you can show yourself that you're doing something. Because as long as you just say you're doing something, that's what it's going to be. You're just talking. You got to be willing to show that you're doing something. And that's why I have my five no's. I ain't apologizing. I'm not apologizing for nothing. But, well, of course, if I step on your foot, if I say something that's wrong, something like that, you know what I'm saying? I'm apologizing. But I'm talking about for being me? No. There's no apologies. I ain't scared. It ain't no fear in me as far as what people gonna think about me. I mean, I ain't caring. Think it. If you want to tell it to me, tell it to me. I ain't shame. I'm telling you, I ain't got no type of discomfort because somebody could recognize me. Not because they recognize Rosebud, but they could recognize whatever I'm representing, my aura, they could recognize it. I do not mean disrespect. And I'm not taking none. So what I'm saying is any motherfucker that just, you know, feel like disrespecting me for whatever reason, first and foremost, I'm going to try to get away from that fool. But if it's a situation where I can't, I ain't having it. Period. Whatever that means. I'm not sorry for none of the shit I think. I ain't got no regrets. And I'm telling you, you don't necessarily have to do that every single time you get up or get ready to do something or whatever. But believe me, I don't do it or say it every time I get ready to go or do or whatever. But periodically, I know I say it. I remind myself of these five no's. I ain't getting a fuck. Now, that do not mean I just don't care about people. I'm just saying I ain't caring when it comes to what they think about me. I mean, that's a very big difference. I do not care what someone thinks about my black ass, period. Now, you know this is the Ask Rosebud Show, and I ain't going to never really be talking bullshit. I'm always be talking some kind of shit, though. That's because I got hella shit to talk about. And what I got to talk about tonight, goddammit. Well, you just know anything I got to talk about, I'm going to say it. I ain't biting my tongue for none of y'all. I hope I don't hurt nobody's feelings, but if I do, so what? You can't hurt my feelings. Unless you start lying to me. you know, have me believe in that shit. And I find out she's a goddamn liar. I mean, that's about as close as I'm gonna get to my feelings being hurt. You can't really insult me, but I ain't gonna let you even think you insult me, because I don't go for none of that shit. Contact me at askrosebud@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at Mr. Rosebud. Follow me on Instagram, The Real John Dixon. In between each word, there's an underscore. And shit, man, just holler at me. Now, this is part of what I want to talk about, being honest. In my school, we talk about it all the time. Because as long as it's going this semester, I mean, we got dudes in there still don't be honest with themselves. And they find themselves getting caught up in that. So what? That ain't a big thing, is it? Well, it is to me. But if it's not to the motherfuckers getting caught up, I guess it's not. Because whatever happening in my life to make me think it's a big thing, I'm going to be doing something about it. So I try to tell them to be honest, like I try to tell you. So this is how you guys think. You guys are got to have it right now generation. Now, that in itself is not bad, so I ain't saying that's bad. But you can't do, you know, pull up to wherever, to the game store, and say, hey, I want to order a medium size a game and a side order of principles and two orders of conversation. And oh, yeah, supersize that. And then you pull up to the next window and pay for your order. You guys think I'm joking when I say stuff like that. But I'm not joking, because that's exactly how you guys think about stuff. And I'm not saying this is bad. I'm saying it's wrong. You can't get a quick shot of game. I have people that's been dealing with me for X amount of years, not because they still searching for game, but because they know there's so much more for them to learn after they've become like alpha motherfuckers. Until you realize that, you're going to always think you could pull up somewhere and put your little pay order, whatever you want to order, and pay for it at the next window. And you see that all the time with these people that come to Vegas and shit. That they doing the same thing. They just, no money's up here, so they just come up here with whatever idea they have, and they believe they can make some money, period. And some of them can, some of them can't. That's not, so I'm not even talking about coming up here to make some money. I'm talking about being honest with your goddamn self, because you cannot do anything that you're thinking unless you put yourself in that environment. Now, before I really get into this, I don't want you guys to sleep on my goddamn MP3 files on CD Baby in my book, Rosebud the American Pimp. That shit is dope. Now, the call-in number is 657-383-0809. Call in. You know I want to holler at you. You know, another thing. You guys just have to realize, it's not going to get old. My course is not going to get old. The only thing that's going to age is you. And the more you age, the more that course is going to say something different to you. All you got to do is have it and learn it and then practice it. And then a year later, maybe even 2 years later, for whatever your reason, take the time to listen to the shit again. I didn't have them tell me. I didn't have friends from the very beginning tell me that every time they listen to it, it widens their perspective as far as going to get it. Because that's what it's all about. You got to go get it. You cannot expect shit to come to you. The only thing that's going to come to you is a dream. Because that's the only thing that comes to a sleeping motherfucker. You got to wake your ass up and get in a reality frame of mind so that the things that you think can materialize. A lot of you don't realize. That's why nothing you think actually materialize, because you know when you think it that that's all you're doing is bullshitting. You cannot lie to yourself. Sure, you can fool me with conversation. You can fool the next motherfucker with conversation, but you can't fool yourself. Now, you can lie to yourself, but you still can't fool yourself. You know you're lying. This is important. Goddamn, excuse me. This is important. It's very important. But you don't have to fear. The course ain't going nowhere. Whenever you want to fuck with it, I'm here for you to fuck with. At SWU, so much has happened. I've learned several big things this month. I mean, excuse me, this semester that I'm going to implement. But I'm coming up on 1 year. And believe me, it's not an easy thing for me to do. But it's something I'm going to do, because I'm not going to let the difficulty in getting these brothers to accept the truth. Because until you accept the truth, you're not going to do good at SWU. You're going to always half-ass do what you're supposed to do. And then you, since you're getting sharp at SWU, you're going to be able to explain what it is you're doing. But that's no good. I mean, if that's good for you, if you come to SWU, I'll just, you know, make you see how it's not. And then you will be one of the people that end up dropping out. Because that's the only thing that makes people drop out. The difficulty in accepting the truth about themselves. So I did a lot of the things that I did to introduce to you and whoever listening what this shit is. Now, I'm not introducing it no more, so I'm about it now. So, yeah, I talk about it all the time, but what I'm saying is I was doing it with the mentality of assisting you in understanding. Okay, I developed a school for that. So what I'm getting to is I'm not going through 3, 4, 5, 8, 10, 15 emails to explain something to you about the course. The course is not necessarily self-explanatory, but if you do the assignment, you will see what they're supposed to get. I mean, excuse me, you'll see the result that you're supposed to get. But you guys want to see the result, not you guys, but most guys want to see the result before they even do the assignment. This is a widespread disease that you guys have. Just because the information is there for you to fucking get does not mean you got it. It's right there for you to get. So why didn't I get it, Rosebud? Because of what I'm saying. You can't apply it. The only thing you have is data. It's not information for you because you cannot apply it. If you could apply it, you'd be like some of these cats that didn't, you know, went through my course, graduated from the school. You will understand applying it is what it's about. Not talking about it, having a whole bunch of conversations about, man, at one point, you're going to have to shut your goddamn mouth and do it. So why not do that first? Like me. That's what I do. That's why I talk shit. I do the shit first. I know I'm not fucking faking. If I say it, I go do it right now. I ain't waiting for no whatever long time for the sun and the moon and all that shit to line up. And then some little fairy to come tell me, Rosebud, it's time. 678, what's happening with you?
What's going on, man? Quick question real quick, man. I got a little scenario. You know, I've been talking to this broad 2 weeks. You know, it's fucking her. You know, there's no saying kicking it. Now, what if you don't know what you want else you want from a bitch besides pussy? Like, what if you don't know what else you want from her? Like, I remember last week you were saying something like you should have more than one thing you're doing with a broad besides just getting some pussy.
Hey, wait. Yo, bro. That's not a stupid question. That's a good question. But what's stupid is you're not even thinking about what you're asking. Because if you sit for a moment and just think about that question, what else could I want from a broad besides some pussy? Man, that means it's up to you to say, it's not for me to design what you want by giving you some things to bounce your information off of. This is what my course is about, man. You guys are afraid to even think. This is my whole point. What this, bro, I'm sorry. You on here? I got to use you. But what you're doing is exactly what I'm talking about. You rather punch in the computer and ask your question, let Google answer it, and you think you got the answer. And then when it comes time to going out and doing it, you can't do it. And what happens? You fucked up then, because in your case, bro, you saying, shit, I don't know what the fuck else to ask this bitch about. So now you stuck. You ain't really got no conversation. You're going to sit there and try to fake like you got conversation. But since you know from getting this data that you're supposed to have more than pussy on your mind, and you know that's all that's on your mind, you all fucked up. That's what game do to you if you don't be about it. The only thing I can tell you, bro, is you got to look into yourself. I don't know you. I don't know what you want. But I do know when you heard me telling you about one whatever from a bitch, I ran some shit by you, man. All right, man. I might have this bitch getting some graphics for me. This bitch might be buying the next 1,000 books for me. I mean, I know me. I don't know you. You know you, bro. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
What am I saying, man? What am I saying?
Basically, what you're saying is...
No, it's not basically. Wait, stop. It's not basically. I'm saying what I'm saying. So what am I saying?
You saying I have to know exactly what I want. So regardless of my situation. So, you know, if I'm fucking with a broad, I have to know exactly what that she has that can benefit me.
Yeah, but not the way you said it in the end. You don't have to know what she has to benefit you. You don't have to know that. That's wrong. Because you just have to know what the fuck you want. This bitch will go get it if she ain't got it. Period. And if she can't go get it or don't make no effort to go get it, that's why you ain't fucking with her. Hey, man, when you think 2 and 2 is always 4. Period. That all, if it don't add up to 4, you ain't fucking with it. That's the way it gotta be. You can't be a person to think right and do the wrong shit. Now you thinking right. I gotta want more than pussy from a bitch. So now you gotta figure out what are these things you should want. And you may or may not be able to list them all. Because most of the shit I want from a bitch, I make it up when I see her. Now, if I think I should let her in, you know, some shit I might tell her about my books or whatever. But sometimes I'll be telling the bitch just whatever. I need you to go do. Hey, stop off over here and get this here for me before you come over. Might be my cleaning. Might be 40 books in there. Get that before you come over. I'm just saying, I got to see what she going to do. And if she going to, you know, girl, I'll go get it, but I ain't gonna be here when you get it because I'll be getting my clothes. she gonna even want to be with me or not? If she say, well, okay, I'll see you later, I ain't even fucking with her again. That's just how I am. Now, I ain't saying for you to be like that. I'm saying get the way you think and make a hard copy of it and fucking put it somewhere if you got to, or mentally understand what you want. And be after it every time you talk to a broad. That's all I'm saying. All right?
Cool.
Thanks, bro. That was a good question, man. So the thing is, I offer this shit to you guys. Not my course. I'm talking about the shit that I be talking about. The things that you should be thinking about. Just like Brad did, man, he called in, he pressed one, he asked this question, and I know I laced him with shit that he wasn't thinking about. That's what I'm supposed to do. That's what I'm going to do, and I need you to press one if that's the case. But I, some of you guys, you know, I know you're 21 or older, you know, but when you look in the mirror, most 21-year-old motherfuckers see how they want to look. They see if they want a beard, I mean a goatee. They got a mustache right now. They got a goatee. When they look in the mirror, they can just fully see that goatee. You know, and maybe you're going to start growing that goatee. But what I'm saying is, I'm not saying you got to think like this, but it's best to have this type of thought process, even about something like that. Otherwise, this is going to be a change in your appearance. Now, it should represent some sort of change in your thinking. It don't have to, but it should. And if it does, when you look at yourself with this new beard or goatee on, you will always make sure this new way of thinking is being represented. Because if it's not being represented, then you got to accept that you're slipping. And you ain't going to want to accept that. And you're going to always be on your job. That's why when I start growing my beard, first I start growing my goatee long, because I was going to grow one of them hillbilly ass goatees, because my shit won't grow like that. But then I got to thinking, I want to grow my beard. And the whole time, or the whole reasoning behind me doing it, is I want to look more like a professor. That's just my trip. You ain't got to think that, but that's why I'm doing the shit. So when I look in the mirror in the morning and I see my beard and my little goatee, it brings a smile to my face, not because I got a beard, but because I'm becoming a professor. I already got the degrees, already got the knowledge, but I ain't had the activity. I haven't actually done it, but I've been doing it this year. So what I'm saying is this year, when New Year's come, I'm going to get to look back and see some big shit that I did. And the shit is at the lowest level it can be as far as success. So I ain't really talking about that. I'm talking about being honest. And not telling yourself that bullshit people be telling you to think. My shit is deep. It is not surface. This shows for motherfuckers that want something. They want to become real men. They don't want to just be grown-ass males. Some of you could use my coaching. Some of you don't need it. Neither one of you have to fuck with me. But both of you have to address that and decide something based on what you think. And when you make the decision, you got to be willing to accept the bumps and bruises that come with it. This is how you build your support system, your system that's going to support the way you think, what you believe. I mean, this is how to sustain a confidence level that, like, no one can contaminate. But how many of you know how to do that? If your goal is to be an independent, confident man, you're going to have to learn how to follow certain instructions. Most, damn near all the instructions you get from me at this point. I mean, if you get the course, you can't get it and start crying about you needing help. I mean, confidence is basically discarding the fact that help is available, because this is not about seeking help to give you answers. This is about you believing enough in yourself to think something and act on what you think, because you know you ain't full of shit. And the last person you would be full of shit with is yourself. Therefore, you should be able to trust everything you think. And you should not ever have to think about what you think. You're supposed to think it and fucking do it. Why? Because you ain't going to think to rob no goddamn bank. You ain't going to think to run across the highway in the middle of speeding traffic. You ain't going to think to jump off no bridge. You ain't going to think no stupid shit, because that ain't what you about. I done proved to you that if you do as the course say, you're going to get a level of confidence that you've never seen before. And for those of you that need it proved, fuck with me. You want to be the kind of dude so involved with becoming what you envisioned from thinking about success until you have tunnel vision. You want to have tunnel vision. You don't want to be able to see nothing else. Because one of the hallmarks of being a motherfucker is you rid yourself of the fear of what you ain't seeing on the side of the road that could be coming. Period. There's danger doing that, yes. But the reason you ain't worried about it is because the path you on ain't inviting none of that danger. Sure, that shit could happen, but you ain't inviting it. So I'm not looking out for it, but I am ready to handle it if it comes. I ain't wasting my time looking for no motherfucker to do some stupid shit. And the reason, first of all, that's what my course do for you. It makes you become fearless concerning your life. And the reason you become fearless is that you learn that you can think your way out of any situation you get in. Because, let's face it, most of them situations are created by you. Don't nothing happen just out of the blue. All you got to do is obey the rules of the ABPs, which is to always be playing. And the second rule is to understand and follow instructions. You have to learn to deal with and overcome all the obstacles you're going to undoubtedly experience. I'm talking about, this is something you got to do or believe that you can do before engaging or actually having to do it. Why? Because if you don't believe that, you're not going out there. If you do, you're going to half-ass be out there. And you ain't going to learn shit. You're going to get killed or something. Then everybody will be talking about how fucked up the game is. They ain't going to be talking about how fucked up it is to be playing. Or to be lying to your motherfucking self. Blame it on the game. Yeah. I'm just saying, you guys, I'm trying to get you to see that if you don't build this foundation that's going to help you think alpha, you won't be able to grow. You ain't going to be able to just suddenly. Alpha is not the strongest man or the fastest man. Alpha is the strongest man and the fastest man mentally. Mentally, not physically. Some alpha dudes are strong physically, but alpha ain't got nothing to do with strength. or how fast you can run the 100. Alpha has to do with how fast you can think in a situation that could be dangerous. You just got to understand that. If you don't have a foundation to stand on, you ain't going to be able to think like this. See, let me tell you something else about me. When I was first thinking about this course and shit, I mean, people want to ask me, well, what category is it in? You know, self-help, you know, or life improvement, or you, man, I ain't into none of that. So I call my shit Manology. That's what it's called, Manology. And I'm sure you know that, excuse me, that any word with ology at the end of it means the study of that word. So Manology is a new word, something for what we doing. And the ology part is dope because it's an acronym, and it stands for overcoming life's obstacles, gaining you. Ology. One of the most important things you're going to learn fucking with me is you got to think properly at all times. You can't just think anything. And believe it or not, thinking makes you really confident. You guys would rather turn the music a real loud so you can't think. Man, I very seldom have my radio on or listen to Sirius or whatever. Man, I mean, I do listen to that shit, but I would rather fucking think. As long as you're thinking properly, you can be assured that you're going to do all the right things when a situation arises out of the blue. And I hope you all know and believe that. I hope you all know and believe that what you think has a lot to do with you gaining confidence or not. And any time you accept that you lying or faking or overstating something you've done, that is a negative mentally. It is going to detract from whatever level of confidence you gain. A motherfucker like me is always thinking in the correct manner in order for my mentality concerning being a man to stay fit. It's like that's the gym for me, thinking. My course, I'm telling you, it makes you were negative. And it makes you accept why you was negative. Then it forces you to throw that negative shit away. Because in reality, they're stifling your growth. All that goddamn negative bullshit you think ain't doing shit for you. It's hurting. I've said it on damn near my shows. That women don't give a fuck how if you know calculus or how smart your ass is. They care if you know the language and you have the moves of a real man. If you want to have motherfuckers falling all over you, the first thing you have to accept is that only a real man attracts women. Males have to approach women. Alpha motherfuckers attract them. A real motherfucker sees and learns from all endeavors, successful or not. It doesn't matter if he made a mistake or not, because nothing you do is wrong, because you can learn from everything you do. It's wrong to not learn from what you do. Because this left turn you made that was a wrong left turn, once you learned that, then prepared you for the rest of the times you need to go in that direction. You got to understand something good comes from making mistakes. If you witness something that you determined you wouldn't do, making that determination is only half of what you should do about the situation. Because it's something you shouldn't do or you wouldn't do, even if you didn't do it. You should find out how it could affect you, or at least know how it could affect you. 254, what's happening?
Hello, sir. How you doing, Sensei Rosebud?
Big Steve, what's happening?
Living and loving life. Hey, I want to talk. No, I hadn't got it yet. I'm going to check on the mailbox Monday. I don't check the mail, but every so days.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Thank you for sending it.
Right on.
Now, I wanted to say something to you. A while back, you had did a video on YouTube, and you had said something that I kind of agreed with, but you kind of backed up on what you were saying. You were saying that you were so competitive. You said, even when I take a shit, and you backed up and you was like, no, you kind of laughed. You're like, no, that was too much. That was too much. But you was expressing how competitive you were. Now, when you said that, I actually agreed with you, because I've always had this mentality to where even when I'm taking a shit, if I just so happen to be in a place where somebody is videotaping me in the restroom and they see me in that situation, they can actually see that this is how a man handles himself, even in privacy.
Hey, listen, man. This, what you're saying is what I was talking about when I first said
exactly.
That. Yeah, but wait a minute. When I backed up away from the shit aspect of it, you know, that is the only thing I was backing up from, you know, whatever I was thinking about saying about taking the shit, because that was just, you know, that was something I didn't want to talk about. But as far as what I was talking about, you just said, you know, if the motherfucker was feeling me, they would know that this is how you're supposed to sit, and this is how you're supposed to grunt and strain.
That's right.
That's how I think. I mean, I really do think like that, man. When I put on my shit, my whatever clothes, you know, man, everything got to be symmetric. You know, I ain't finna have no lines going the wrong way. You know, everything has to be the way, you know, I think it's supposed to be. And I check all that shit. My woman be saying, you take damn near longer than me to get ready. Yeah, but when I'm ready, I look like the real me. I ain't got no heels on making me tall and no goddamn makeup on making my cheeks high. No eyelashes changing how my goddamn eyes look. This the real me. Bitch hate to get dressed with me. They hate to get dressed with me because I be cracking up. You in there drawing another face, bitch. Why don't you just come out natural? You got to put this on, this color on, that color on. Now your eyes, I thought your eyes was brown. Now they green. Hey, real motherfuckers go in there, comb his hair, brush his teeth, and, you know, put his shit on and he gone, man. He ain't trying to change how he look. But real bitch ain't trying to change how she look.
Right.
Hey, that was dope, though, Steve. That's real. All right, now you got to check this out. Oh, wait a minute. You was going to say something. Go ahead. Hold on.
That's all.
No, go ahead. Say what you was going to say because I had cut you off.
I was just saying take it easy, Rosebud. I know you got so much to get into, so I'm listening.
All right, for sure, man. See, what I'm saying is this. If you don't figure out how this shit applies to you, then you're not really thinking. Because you do remember, I talk about critical thinking all the time. You know, you can't win in this life that we live if you don't learn how to think critically. You know, I didn't put a basic principles together that's going to promote the best alpha behavior and attitude in the ways or the things that promote critical thinking. And if you do these things and answer the questions that come up, you will be critically thinking. Now, I guess it's time to look at some of the other issues that we going to have dealing with women. And first of all, say the chorus have taught you how to think. You're honest and you're thinking things through. Now, you got to learn how to observe a woman's emotions to see if she's turning on or off to your conversation. See, women, like I'm saying, they don't give a goddamn how smart you are. She just, you know, don't really care about the conversation you're having at the moment. You know, they care about the conversation that's going on with you that's not verbal. There's a language when you're talking to a woman. There's a language that all you motherfuckers better start working on, and that's body language. Women are more into their innuendos than they are into actually verbalizing something to you. So when she bat her eyes a certain way and put her head down a certain way or move a little closer or move away, those things are telling you something. And you want to master interpreting what's being said or what's being conveyed to you by her emotions, not her words. Because if you know this body language, when she starts lying to you, you can tell. Because her body is going to tell you. She might be saying one thing and her body's saying something else. And this is especially important when she's like speaking in a negative manner or a way you think is negative. If she was negative, you should realize if she was really negative, she wouldn't be talking to you at all. Not even a little bit. So women have a body language, and the man that interprets it correctly is going to get to have her much quicker than the motherfucker who don't. So when they speaking negative about shit, but they still speaking to you, you just make sure you ain't buying no drinks and you spitting the proper shit. And believe me, if she's going to come around. Or I'm telling you, you will see the man and you arguing with this bitch. You don't want to argue with her. You know, you will keep, you know, making strong statements to her to let her know you ain't no punk. But about arguing with the bitch, you ain't gonna do that. But so you gotta know how to draw these lines. Exuding and interpreting body language correctly is one of the most turn-ons you can do with a woman. I'm telling you, when you talking to a woman and you get close to her and you let your chest, not bare chest, but your upper torso, touch her arm or something, and you get move away from her quickly. But since you know you're doing that, when soon as you touch, you say something right quick and then move away. Man, this is all teasing her. This is things that you do on purpose to get her receptive to what you say. One of the best things about the fucking Ass Rosebud show is how I arm you with the power of showing you what shit is. Others will tell you about body language. They'll tell you about how important it is. But shit, they ain't gonna tell you nothing about how to recognize or use it. I'll tell you, touch is a motherfucker. Touch is one of the five senses that we have. These senses are very powerful. That's why you need to learn how to use them. When you touch a woman while you talking to her, shit, and you touch her properly on her arm, or elbow. I mean, this is because they have hella products to sell you, which is why they don't fucking tell you shit. They want to sell you a hell of different shit. As soon as you ask about something that they mentioned, they got 30 or 40 things to sell you about it. Now, I got shit, too. But I got the same shit for every motherfucking thing. And that's how to be a motherfucking man. You ain't got to ask me about no 17,000 subjects. Every one of the subjects you ask about, oh, yeah, I got a product for that, too. Shit, no. You buy the product for the first problem, and the rest of the problems you have are going to be solved with this shit. Now, other dudes in my position, you know, mention shit so your silly ass can ask a question about it, and then you get ganked. Why tell you about something if I don't tell you how to get the most from knowing about it? I don't do that. This is the treadmill that you motherfuckers get on, and you don't realize I'm the only one who really wants you to achieve the level of confidence that you're seeking. I ain't got a whole bunch of shit for you to depend on. 678, I seen you just come through. What's up?
Hey, man, real quick, about what you were saying, you have to understand a woman's emotion. Now, what if with that same concept, you know, talk to a broad or whatever, and, you know, you like her or not, but you don't know if she got other niggas she fucking with on the side, and she might be one of the broads you want to kind of make your bottom bitch. So how would you handle that?
Wait. How can you say that, man? You don't know this much about her. You ain't sure of this, but she wants to be your bottom bitch. How do you know that?
I'm just saying, though.
No, you're not just saying. The words you use is making your mind think something. And if you're using fucked up terminology, you thinking fucked up shit. Because think about it, man. You don't know nothing about her. How could she even have a goal to show you she want to be your bottom bitch? Or you fooling yourself with the bullshit you thinking. Either one is bad, man. You either have no principles. Listen to me. You either have no principles whatsoever, and all the bitch got to do is say hi to you, and you'll consider her for your bottom bitch. Or this bitch that's talking to you is seeing you be a chump by not checking her. Either one is bad, man. Now, what you got to say, bro? Really, what you got to say?
Well, I'm glad you said that, because that made me step back and look at, you know, my principles. It made me check me first. So that means going back from the beginning, I gotta start with me. So
didn't I kind of say that, man? Stop bullshitting yourself, man.
Yeah.
You don't even know what a bottom bitch is. What is a bottom bitch?
I always figured a bottom bitch was.
I didn't ask you what you figured, man. I asked you what is the bottom bitch. You used the term.
Someone that's gonna ride with you no matter what.
No, that ain't no bottom bitch. A bottom bitch is a bitch that accepts you having a gang of other bitches doing whatever the fuck you want to do with them bitches, and she's still bringing it, doing what you want to do, like you want it done. Now, is that what you thought a bottom bitch was?
No.
So what I'm saying, by you using that term, you making yourself think some bullshit, especially if you're talking to a motherfucker that know what a bottom bitch is.
Exactly. Okay.
You got to be in a reality frame of mind, bro. Fuck the bullshit that you motherfuckers be thinking. Because where did you hear that term from? Some kind of pimp shit, right?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, when you use that term, whether you know it or not, your mind is secretly thinking some kind of pimp shit, which means you trying to let this bitch accept some kind of pimp shit. So if you not trying to do that and you talking to the broad, you confusing yourself, which is why you can't come up with conversation. Do that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
What I'm doing right now with you, bro, I do with brothers all day in SWU because they lie to themselves just like you do. And I'm not saying you're a liar. I'm saying you so used to not telling yourself the truth, you got to hear it in these terms. You lie to yourself for you to even let it register. Because if I'm saying, man, you ain't telling yourself the truth, that's too soft. It's funny. Oh, yes, I am. No, you a liar, motherfucker. Once you accept that, you will stop doing that because you don't have nothing to do with no pimping. I can tell in your voice. You, I don't know if you have women or not, but it don't sound like you do. What I'm saying is come at me with a question about your life, not about some life that you imagining or pretending to have. Well, I know how to talk to women, man, and blah, blah, blah. But you don't know shit unless you know how to tell a bitch what you need to tell her. 2 and 2 is 4, bro. That's what I try to get all y'all to see. 2 and 2 is 4. All you got to do is not add. Adding means you got to know what you think and you got to see what somebody's saying. Then you add that shit together. Period. And if it don't add up to 4, because what you think is 2 and what they saying is 2, you add that shit up. And if it ain't 4, something's wrong. And I know I ain't wrong. Because I'm trying to help you, bro. That's all I'm trying. I talk shit, you know, talk loud, all that goddamn shit. None of that matters, man, because fuck the messenger. It's the message that really matters. You know, if a motherfucker can't stand up to how I'm talking, how you going to stand up to a bitch challenging you? Hey, it's like that, man. That's the life we live in, bro. I'm going to put you back in. Hey, I'm the kind of dude, I don't fucking want you to be no client or no damn customer of mine. I want you to buy my goddamn shit. And if you want to keep fucking with me to learn this, that, and the other, fine. But you ain't going to have to buy no more goddamn shit. You just going to have to learn that shit you bought. And it's going to take you all the way, years down the road, helping you grow. You could easily, you know, tell the difference between me and these other motherfuckers. And that I don't want you to become no customer. That's the difference. I want you to genuinely become autonomous and only want to deal with what you think to handle life. I definitely don't want you to call or need me. My courses deal with all things women, all things life, job, family, kids. It deals with all of that, law. And it helps you understand how to interpret body language. And it makes you, or it helps you to understand that body language has everything to do with knowing how to catch a woman. Women really do communicate with their bodies. And if you understand it, you can tell right away if she's into you or your look. I'm telling you, if she into you, she gonna stand away from you. She's going to give you looks, inviting looks, but she's going to be afraid to approach you. I mean, to approach you because she really think you look cool, your whole persona, your conversation, the way you, everything. But if she into your look and she already see your looks ain't adding up, she moving in on you. She getting close to you, and she going to let you know by her touching you, your lapel, touching your shirt, and your silly ass be thinking you're getting action. Man, when they do some shit like that, I move their hand and tell them, get back. You way too close. Give me some elbow room. Why? Because that's the exact opposite of what that goddamn bitch was expecting me to say. Because she think that shit is doing warming me up or some shit touching my chest. Bitch, please. In my motherfucking book, this means you don't walk up to a motherfucking woman without thinking of what the fuck you gonna say to that bitch. And as you approach her, you be thinking of, you know, what you're going to say over and over a few times, because that's what at least I do. I be thinking it. And I, like I say, everything's a challenging game. As I'm saying it, I'm going to go up here and say, girl, I've been trying to get over here to talk to you, woo, woo, whatever. I'm saying that over and over and over as I walk to the bitch. And I'm trying to time it to where I don't have to break my rhythm when I say it to her. I play games. Shit. And if I see I'm getting too close without saying it, or I'm not saying it fast enough, I need to slow it. I do all that. Because other than that, I'll be tripping on the bitch. I don't want to trip on the bitch. I want to trip on me. I'd rather think about what the fuck I'm doing. Now, everything you do should have a direct benefit for you. In repeating different shit, you're going to say, as you approach her, keeps your mind off of being rejected. And when you reach her, you introduce yourself and speak your words calmly. And your voice is very important, so don't be quiet. Don't be sniveling. Excuse me. Let your voice be heard the way it sounds. And don't approach her if you're so nervous it's going to come out in your voice. You got to carry yourself in a way that shows you're sure. You're sure of you and your confidence. So you got to speak up when you talk. I mean, it's a big turnoff to a woman if she has to ask you, what did you say? And if she has to ask you, what did you say? If she got to ask you that shit again, she didn't already forgot about you. It's just as big of a turn on when you look dead in her eyes as you first introduce yourself to her. Doing this going to make her feel that you're sure of yourself. And she's going to expect you to win her over just by you looking at her. Directly in her eyes when you approach and introduce yourself. I wouldn't say never do this, but it's just not a good idea to approach a woman and feel, you know, you can wing it. I mean, I've done that, but not really. After you've dealt with the course for 7 or 8 months, you're going to develop the ability to work off the cuff to your success. And I mentioned body language because it's part of your belief system. And you can't go far without learning about it. Body language for a woman is a kind of, it's like foreplay. And it gets her mind fertile for the motherfucker that really speaks with body language with her. Shit, her body language is what actually indicates if you headed to the bedroom or not. She'll let you know. The first thing you want to do when learning to interpret her body language is just basically think of each part of a woman's body as invitations. At least that's what I do. If she moves her arms, she's inviting me to do whatever I think to do, touch them, grab them, make her arm touch me, whatever. I don't know what I'm saying, but I'm just saying I work like that. And then I assign whatever thought that I have about it to it. And then I tell her, girl, you moving your arms like that, you must want me to grab. And then I grab her. And then if she don't say, no, that ain't it. She just laughing shit. I interpreted correctly. And she creams. I'm telling you. She's going to be coy, but she is definitely going to challenge you to see her movements. And she's going to use them to invite you in if you see them. And here's a couple of things to look for when you're interpreting her body moves. And remember, when you see a signal, don't get excited. See, women have a right to play their hands too. So you got to stay sharp. You can't get at her thinking that you're the only one to get to play your hand. You got to stay sharp. So you don't let them use the fact that you can read their movements against you. As long as you can see her eyes, I'm telling you, as long as you can see her eyes, you can tell what she's most likely thinking. Sometimes you can tell exactly what she's thinking. Now, if she looks at you and then look away and then right back at you, see, you got her curiosity. And she just admitted in body language that she thinks she likes you. If she sneaks a peek at you a few times, she likes you a lot. In either of these instances, you only take a mental note of it. You don't really comment on it right at first. Her legs are going to tell you if you have action also by being pointed in your direction. If they pointed towards you, you have action. And if they're slightly leaning to one side, it means she's comfortable with you. If they're crossed, you may as well get a different one. Cross legs represent being locked. When you get into this life of trying to be an alpha motherfucker, you're going to learn to do a lot of things at the same time. Especially if you want to go to bed with different women. You want to get to the point where you don't have to be with her, any lengthy time before you can see in her eyes telling you something, as should her posture. You want her posture to be relaxed, or you want to be able to see her relaxing as you talk. Her body posture being relaxed is giving you an opportunity to get a little closer to her. So if you're sitting on a bench or something that you can scoot over, scoot closer to her, but not really, really, really close, but scoot closer to her. And if you're not already sitting, sit down and speak a little softer, but firmly. And if you follow the course, saying the right things will be simple for you as long as you stay relaxed. This is why I'm comfortable in telling you these things to do, because I know you can reference the course for directions if you want to. So far, we've covered her eyes, her legs, and posture. Now we can cover, or at least take note, what her features tell us. I'm talking about if you're saying the right things, her features will tell you, especially her nostrils. Her nostrils will tell you almost all you want to know. Her nostrils flaring tell you that you are exciting her in a sexual way, but you still got to stay playing. Women will react positive more when their excitement level is high. But anger will work wonders for you too with her. That's a different kind of excitement, but that's with excitement level. Getting her emotional in any way is in your favor to handle her. Anger will allow you to lead her, but you have to reverse the way you're coming at her and make her anger go opposite of you. But all the time, you got to be directing her to you. This takes time to learn because it is a skill. This is not something you're going to be able to do just because you heard me say it. If you're talking to her and her nose starts to flare, her excitement level is growing. If she smiles in any way while her nose is flaring, make sure you got some motherfucking rubbers. Sitting with her legs together, prim and proper, is a way of letting you know you can get her to open. If you are in a couple of chairs, notice her legs and feet. if her legs are together up around the knees, but as you look down, you see they're apart, say the right things and you'll notice her legs open at the knees. If you want to get laid 4 or 5 times a week, this shit I'm telling you is hella important for you to take in. The better you get at these things we're speaking on tonight, you'll be able to balance the finer points of this shit to your satisfaction. None of this is possible if you don't get at as many women as you can every day. There is no small amount. None of this will work unless you make a serious effort to speak to a lot of women. Speaking to women is the only way you will become able to see the effect that your words have on women. You can't determine what your words can do if you only deal with one woman at a time. One woman ain't gonna show you shit except how to be ruled by pussy. Speaking to and having a desire to have many women is gonna make you hella sharp when it comes to women. That's what my course teaches you about. Teaches you a confident way to find within yourself all kinds of different conversations for women. And when you realize you have actually learned what those finer points are, you could then call yourself a seasoned woman catcher or a bitch maggot or a real alpha man. I wonder what you guys, do you want to remain faceless when you look in the mirror? Or do you want to see, don't even have to be somebody you recognize. You just want to see a motherfucking man that handles his business. That can be you. Keep fucking with me, and it's going to be you. Because whether you get my course or not, you can't help but notice how much fucking game I drop on my shows. Now, give me 5 seconds, and then I'm going to take some questions if you got them.
Hold on.
All right. If you don't have no questions, I guess I'm a go. But I'd like to answer a couple questions. Come on, goddammit. Somebody come on here. Give me some questions. I ain't got shit to say. All right, don't say nothing then. I'm good. If you good, I'm good. Because I only do what I need to do. And I know I need to talk to y'all every week. So I want you to get at me next week. We're going to be doing it again. I'm thinking about starting the, well, never mind. I ain't going to say nothing about it. Oh, somebody. 478. What's up?
How you doing? Uncle Rosebud?
I'm good. How about you?
Great, great, great. This is Eric from Dublin.
What's happening?
Nothing much. I've been listening to your show for a couple of weeks and now, maybe a little longer. And you know, it's giving me a lot more, you know, insight on how I'm supposed to feel about myself, right? So, you know,
right.
I got a few chicks, you know, and my, you know, my main chick, she kind of, you know, got tired of putting up with, you know, the other women and kind of, well, you know, really, I took her back home, you know what I'm saying? I was trying to get her to be more self-confident in handling her personal business other than just staying with me all the time. I was like, baby, you gotta take care of your house and keep things in order. So when people look at us, they can see a hole. And, you know, I took her to the house. She took it as though I was
hold
really trying.
Hold on, man. What is your question?
My question is how to reanimate or reignite the flame between us, you know? Like I was saying, when I took her to, you know, back home, she really just, you know, went left field and she started kicking with another dude, you know, so she's trying to tell me.
Wait. You saying she your main bitch, which means you got more than one broad, right?
Right.
Okay. So what's good for the goose is good for the gander. You act like it's a real big surprise that she fucking with somebody else when you letting her know you fucking with somebody else.
Right, right.
Right, right, what? I don't understand. Because I'm saying,
I mean, you're being correct. It was a big surprise, you know what I'm saying? I didn't expect that.
No, it
that,
wasn't.
You know what I'm saying?
It let it surprise you. It's not a big surprise for a bitch to do that. What I'm saying is, you guys expect a pimp motherfucker who can fuck with bitches and have a bitch, and this goddamn bitch, well, goddamn well, you ain't no pimp, therefore you ain't got no reason to be fucking with some other broads. And you're coming home with no money from these bitches, and you expect them to just stay loyal to you. You expect them to just sit at home knowing you doing what you doing, and they ain't supposed to do shit. Come on, man. If that's what you expect, you expect. But is that likely to happen?
No, that's not likely to happen, you know. I could, you know, and, you know, I see a lot of my incorrect perspectives, you know, so.
Hey, check it out, man. I don't want to go through your life. If you want to fuck with me, fuck with me, man. If not, you know, you ask your question, I'm putting you back in. I don't be wanting to hear that goddamn shit. 254, what's up?
Rosebud, I got a question.
All right.
In your marriage, what type of relationship did you try to maintain? Or did you maintain in your marriage? Reason why I ask that question, because I'm a motherfucker. And I know you a motherfucker. And being a motherfucker, it's a lot of groundwork. It's a lot of teaching. And the thing about teaching it is you have to find a point to where you maintain it so that the teaching is consistent.
No, well, I don't really agree with all that, man. But My marriage, it was whatever it was, but what I didn't like, because you fucking with me a year or whatever, you know, this bitch that I was married to, I was fucking with her about 16 years. And I ain't supposed to, in the 10th and 11th year, I ain't supposed to be still having to explain shit to you that you already know about me. And then when you see shit about me that you already know, you got something to say like it's a problem. Fuck that. I don't want to go through that. So the motherfucker that fucked with me, she ain't got to do what I say, but she sure in the fuck got to accept how I am. Because if you don't do what I say, I ain't fucking with you. I ain't saying you got to do what I say to be with me. I'm saying if you don't, you ain't being with me. That's what I bring.
Understood.
Okay. All right,
786,
what's up?
Oh, shit, hold on. Somebody fucking calling my phone. Goddamn. Hey, but, hey, Bud, though, you hear me?
Yep.
Yo, nah, I got a spinoff question from the last caller. He kind of like, you know, asked a question I was going to ask. But let me ask you something. Because it seemed like a lot of guys, you know what I'm saying, they think, you know, they want their cake and eat it too. You know, do you think, like, you know what I'm saying, monogamy is like a natural thing, or is like something like a learned behavior, something that you got to develop, like a process you got to, you know, perfect?
Man, check this out, man. I don't believe none of that bullshit, because that's what it is. Because I know I never had no one fucking woman. And when I did have one woman, I was monogamous like a motherfucker. This bitch I just quit fucking with. Man, all those years, I didn't go fuck bitches. I think too highly of myself. I ain't finna do all that.
So at the end of the day, it's pretty. At the end of the day, it's pretty much guys afraid to tell females that they got other bitches. They better play the boyfriend role.
No, man. At the end of the day, motherfuckers is stupid. You either you can't motherfucking have a girlfriend. If you can't tell her you got other girlfriends, so otherwise whoever you fucking with, you can't get into that kind of conversation while you fucking her, because that's what y'all do. As soon as you did get in there, you start talking about, oh baby, man, bitch, please. I try not to even talk to them sometimes. Hurry up, get your mother. Just like I had a bitch over here this morning, get your shit. Let me take you to eat something, because I already bust you. I ain't trying to live around here and talk to you. You know, let's go to Denny's. Hey, man, we went to Denny's, because other than that, I've been laying in the bed talking to the bitch, you know, trying to be my bro and shit. I ain't trying to have that goddamn shit. You know, so you got to handle it, man. All you guys, you got to handle whatever it is you think. If you want her to know you got other bras or you going to be fucking with other bras while you fucking with her, you cannot tell her you my girl. You can't even act like that. If you do, when she say, you know, you my, I'm your girl, well, yeah, you my girl, but, you know, shit, I got other girls. I mean, you got to let them know. You got to let them know, man. Yeah, and let me tell you something, bro.
Establishing in the beginning.
Let me tell you something, bro. If you look at her after you say you got other girls, and you look at her and ask her, you don't want no motherfucker that don't nobody else want, do you? She gonna smile. And that's gonna be her accepting. She gonna accept that you have other women. Because that's what bras do. When you tell them the truth, they deal with it or not. And 9 out of 10 times, they deal with it. It's the motherfuckers that don't tell the truth, get the other side of the bitch, and they got the other story to tell. You get very few motherfuckers coming on here talking about what they going through problems because they told the truth. Now, if you tell the truth, if you go to the bitch, yeah, maybe when you at work, I'll be cheating on you. So, now, you might have that kind of problem. But I'm talking about, you know, being real. Nah, man, you should be real, bro.
Yeah, I agree with that. Go on it.
All right, you guys, let me let you know. Them last questions was cool. I would rather do a whole show of questions, but, you know, it was good the way we did this. I'm gone, you guys. Hey, New Year's coming, man. I'm going to be at you about what you're doing. Not for New Year's, but, you know, what your resolution is. And be cool. 773, goddammit, coming up here at the last minute. What's up, man?
I got a question for you, Rosebud. What's happening?
All right,
hey, Digger, how would you handle a situation? I was been fucking this bro, ran into her. In fact, we supposed to met up Friday. Ran into her at this club. She has a little bit too much to drink, I think. She drank that Hennessy. Next thing I know, she kissing on this bitch. Find out the bitch is used to hold for this pimp. She ain't home for him no more, but she tried to take the bitch home with her, and some young nigga was driving. So I had to step in because, you know, how would you handle that shit?
I
ain't never seen her fucked
asking,
up.
Man, what are you asking? I don't know what you asking.
When you fucking with a broad and you find out she can't handle her liquor and all that shit come out of her.
Did you bring
her? No, we met up there.
Then
I got off late.
I'd have left. Bitch, handle your business. I'm gone.
Look,
bro. I don't get into that shit. You know, if you want to try to figure out how to deal with some drunk bitch can't hold her goddamn liquor, that's on you. That's going to be a problem that you go through from now on with that drunk-ass bitch. Now, if you a motherfucker that ain't hungry, you tell that bitch to suck your motherfucking dick. Get the fuck out of my face, drunk-ass motherfucker. You can't even hold your goddamn liquor. What the fuck I want to be fucking with you? Sound like you ain't no kid. So, you know, you got to be too old to be willing to deal with that shit. At least I know I am.
Right. No, I ain't never seen that motherfucker get to that extent. You know, I know she drank, but I ain't never seen her drunk. So,
well,
you know, it was awakening for me.
Well, if it was awakening, check game. You said it was an awakening for you. If it was an awakening, what did it wake you up to?
This bitch can't handle her liquor. The bitch stops you doing anything.
That's obvious. What did it wake you up to? See, that's what I'm talking about. You guys be full of shit. Hey, you either woke up to you going to keep fucking with the bitch or you ain't.
I can't fuck with no motherfucker. Can't fuck with no motherfucker. You look like an alcoholic now. Or act like an alcoholic.
I'm saying, man, you got to make your mind up. You going to be fucking with her or not. I ain't saying fuck with an alcoholic. I ain't saying she is an alcoholic. I'm saying you the one seeing what you see, so you the one got to make up whatever decision you make up. And I wouldn't fuck with no drunk bitch. I don't give a fuck if I've been fucking with her a year and didn't see her get drunk. Once I do, well, maybe a year, I don't know. But I'm saying shit. I wouldn't be meeting her somewhere and see her and she get drunk. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All right, you guys,
yeah.
I'm gone.